Grace and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our message tonight comes from Matthew chapter 18. Jesus says, "Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." Dear friends in Jesus Christ, when Pastor Grimm and I were putting this sermon series together, The Gospel for Us, this was the topic that we were both most hesitant about. After all, the other topics included in this series, Word, Baptism, Absolution, and Supper, are nothing less than the means of grace that we teach to our confirmands every year. But then in the small called articles, one of the documents included in our Lutheran confessions, the doctrinal writings that all Lutheran congregations and church workers agree to uphold, Luther talks about the gospel and the ways in which God gives us the gospel. Of course, he includes God's word. After all, how else do we know the gospel but through God's word, both spoken and written? Of course, he includes baptism and the Lord's Supper. The sacraments are the visible gospel made visible and tangible. Of course, he includes the words of absolution. That is the simplest exposition of gospel. I forgive you your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But then Luther tacks on this phrase, through the mutual conversation and consolation of brethren. In the immortal words that we read just about everywhere in the small catechism, what does this mean? Well, frankly, it means we ain't alone in this thing. After all, how many times have you heard or thought, I can be with God just as well by myself as in church? Or, I can be with God just as well by myself alone out in the woods as in this building. There are a lot of people who think this way, and creation is a wonderful gift. God's creation is one of his greatest gifts to us. In Psalm 19, verse 1, the psalmist says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork." And there are a lot of other places in Scripture where it describes the blessings of creation and how we look at what God has created and we see God. We can feel close to God there. And there are other places beyond just out in the woods where we can just be with God. But how many people neglect to gather together with fellow believers for worship? So many people think, I can be with God by my own self. So many people think, I believe in God, so I don't need church. But these lines of thinking, the I don't need other people, or the I can be with God outside of church, can get us in trouble. It is true that we are saved by faith and not by attending church. It is true that we can feel God's presence out in nature. We can be close to God when we are alone with him, but God has connected his blessings specifically to the gathering together with fellow believers, what we do in worship. When we gather with our fellow believers, we are encouraged by their faithfulness. I want you to look around at those who are sitting in the pews near you or sitting in the pew next to you. And after worship, I want you to ask them about their experiences that they've had in their Christian walk. How did they come to know God? How did they come to be members of this church? How has God worked in their lives? Seeing how God has blessed them or protected them is a huge encouragement to you as you face your own spiritual challenges. And at the same time, our presence here also helps to encourage others. Even if you aren't being encouraged by the others, your faithfulness can be an encouragement to them. If you sing particularly well, your singing can encourage those who are sitting around you. In Ecclesiastes 4, Solomon lays out exactly why we need other people when he says, "Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken." We need other people. And God promises that when we are with other people, he will be with us. He says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." He promises to hear our prayers when we pray together. That doesn't mean that he ignores our prayers when we pray alone, but what it does mean is that Jesus promises that when we pray together with other people in his name, he will answer. Again, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Ultimately, the mutual conversation and consolation of brethren is where all the means of grace, both word and sacrament, occur. We receive the gospel in physical, visible ways here in church. It is in the context of gathering with fellow believers that we receive new believers in the water of holy baptism. It is in the context of gathering with fellow believers that we participate in the body and blood of our Lord. Even when I take communion to shut-ins, it is happening in communion with the whole church. Though we can also hear the words of absolution individually, we also receive the forgiveness of sins in concert with fellow believers, sometimes even speaking those words to one another. Sometimes fellow believers refresh us with listening to our sins and helping us see God's forgiveness for those sins. And of course, we hear God's word clearly and powerfully in the gathering together of the full body of Christ. Simply put, we need to gather together with fellow believers. We need their encouragement. We need their example of faithfulness. We need to receive the gifts that God gives us in the gathering. We need others. And God promises that when we gather with other believers, he is here with us. And now may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.